Chapter 19. They reached the first stretch of tangled woodland late in the afternoon. Gnarled branches latticed overhead, filtering the fading sunlight. Skeletal leaf litter covered the uneven ground, rustling beneath their feet. The air smelled old and dead. No birds in the twisted trees. No sign of life at all. Sweaty and tired, Bail looked at Obi-Wan.
"Are we stopping for a moment?"
They were the first words he'd spoken since their fire beetle argument. His voice sounded rusty. He wanted water desperately, but they had to conserve their supply. Nothing about this place suggested they'd come across a river or a creek or even a pond anytime soon. And if they ran out of water before they'd found a way home, well, it didn't bear thinking about. Dying of thirst was a wicked way to perish. Slowing his pace a little, Obi-Wan glanced up through the brown, lace-worked foliage. Haphazardly dappled with light and shade, he looked drained. Maintaining his own silence, he'd been fighting the Sith with every step he took, and this was only the first day.
"We should keep going," he said. His voice sounded hoarse, too. "At least until sunset."
"Why?" Bail demanded, abruptly rebellious, resentful.
"It's all right for you, Kenobi," he thought, "but I'm not a Jedi. I'm a mere human."
Then he said,
"A few minutes rest. What can that hurt? There's no point killing ourselves to get there, Obi-Wan. We didn't even stop to eat."
Instead, they'd shared a meal pack while walking. He was still battling indigestion.
"I say we take a moment to catch our breath."
Obi-Wan shot him an impatient glance. Then he nodded.
"Very well."
The desiccated forest floor was crisscrossed with dead, fallen tree trunks. Swallowing a groan of relief, Bail dragged off his backpack and sat. He was a fit man, taking exercise daily, but walking for hour upon endless hour took its toll. His shoulders and neck ached, and his legs. His lower back felt unspeakably tight. His feet had blistered and were burning. His fashionable half-boots hadn't been designed for wilderness hiking. All the shallow cuts and burns he'd sustained in the firefight on the space station were stinging. And his lip, where Obi-Wan had struck him, had swollen again and throbbed meanly like a toothache. He hadn't taken a painkiller, wanting to save their first aid kit's drugs for more serious mishaps. Bending to the backpack, determined to discover the exact distribution of contents that would save him from a crippled spine, he looked again at Obi-Wan. The Jedi was still standing, still wearing his own backpack, as though the simple act of stopping had drained him of all momentum.
"Hey," Bail said, "are you all right?"
Obi-Wan nodded.
"Then sit. Get that pack off for a while. You need to rest worse than I do."
Again, Obi-Wan nodded, but didn't move. Uneasy now, Bail straightened.
"Obi-Wan, what's wrong?"
Obi-Wan's answer was to shrug out of his backpack and let it fall roughly to the ground. He was frowning, his eyes not quite focused. Then, he unclipped his lightsaber and ignited the blade.
"Hey!"
Bail jumped back, heedless of his aches and pains.
"What's going on? Do you sense someone? Are we alone or aren't we? Obi-Wan!"
The lightsaber's hum was loud in the tangled forest's eerie silence, its blue blade so vivid it looked alive in this dead, silent place. Obi-Wan raked his keen, yet still oddly unfocused gaze around him, his body humming with tension like a volkhound scenting prey. Then, his eyes narrowed, his head lifted, and his lightsaber snapped up to guard position.
"Ventress!"
Alarmed, Bail swung around trying to follow where Obi-Wan was looking. His heart pounded, adrenaline drowning all pain.
"A Sage Ventress? Here? Where?"
The woman was lethal.
Criff, he'd been such a fool, leaving his blaster to be destroyed with Alinta's space station. "Obi-Wan, I can't see her,"
he whispered, stepping sideways to take scant cover behind a stunted, twisted tree.
"Where is she? What do I..."
Obi-Wan danced forward, his eyes alight with the same fierce fervor that had lit him in the battle on the space station. Lightsaber flashing, its buzz cleaving the silence, he launched a blistering attack on nobody. Asajj Ventress wasn't there. Realization punched Bale hard in the chest. Oh, mercy, he's hallucinating. And suddenly, he didn't feel safe at all. Flattened against the tree trunk, heart pounding so hard he thought it might smash through his chest, he watched as Obi-Wan battled his phantom adversary. And though what was happening filled him with a kind of horrified pity, he couldn't help but feel with it an astonished admiration. What he'd witnessed in the fight on the space station had been nothing, nothing, compared with this. Obi-Wan Kenobi wielded his lightsaber like some elemental force of nature, as though the blade were a living extension of himself, indivisible from his own flesh and blood. All trace of exhaustion was wiped clean from him. His energy seemed limitless as he leapt and twisted and somersaulted and spun, his lightsaber humming, flashing blue through the shadows. It was almost possible to believe he was fighting an actual physical foe. Every cut, every parry, every bind and counterbind with the blade seemed to encounter another slashing lightsaber. His body reacted as though to a series of jarring blows. Every muscle in him tensed against the impact, his face set hard with a formidable determination to prevail. But still, with the wicked light in his eyes that said, though in his tormented mind this was life and death, there was yet a kind of glory.